throwing another curveball at us. Smoky haze is in our air this afternoon. This is smoke from wildfires that are burning out in the western half of the continent, blowing all the way across the country, and that haze is quite thick in spots this afternoon. And there are places where there really aren't any clouds, but because that haze layer is so thick, the sky appears overcast. And in some places across the northeast, that smoke is making it down to the ground, so some of you might notice a smoky smell to the air this afternoon. There is an air quality alert in effect for much of our area as we go through the rest of the day into tonight. And on top of that, we are dealing with typical summer weather issues in the form of scattered showers and thunderstorms. So there will be a few scattered showers and storms around through late day into tonight. There's the potential for some severe storms with damaging winds and hail, and any storm will have the potential to produce vivid lightning along with heavy rain. And be mindful that in areas that see heavy rain, flooding is a possibility. It'll still be fairly muggy tonight. Overnight lows will be in the 60s. Some areas of fog will form. So we'll have some fog first thing in the morning. The fog should lift pretty quickly. And we're going to have a cold front coming through our area tomorrow. So we'll see clouds mixed with hazy sun, and some more showers and thunderstorms are likely at times through the day. Be aware that some storms tomorrow could be strong or severe, with damaging winds, hail, along with heavy rain and lightning, and there is that threat again for some areas of flooding in spots that see heavy rainfall. Temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the 70s, though we should still be in the 80s south of Albany, and the humidity will begin to come down as those storms go by, and the air will turn rather refreshing by tomorrow night. We should see many spots drop into the 50s overnight, so that'll feel quite nice. We could even see some 40s in the Adirondacks. And then on Thursday, the weather is going to be quite pleasant. It'll be far less humid. Highs will be in the 70s with partly to mostly sunny skies. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, patchy fog, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and hazy sun, scattered showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, patchy fog, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and hazy sun, scattered showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 70s. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, patchy fog, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and hazy sun, scattered showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, variably cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, areas of fog, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and hazy sun, scattered showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, less humid, highs in the 70s. And on Friday, partly sunny, and chance for some passing afternoon showers, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.